The Biden administration is enforcing restrictions on who can apply for asylum at the U.S. southern border and how they go about it. Last year, more than 800 people died trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border without documentation. That's a record number, and migrant advocates tie that increase to border enforcement policies that they say drive people to desperate measures. NPR's Jasmine Garst recently spent time with one group of activists that has been tracing these changes on the ground.
Last summer, Jacqueline Arellano and James Cordero were out in the desert on the southwest border. It was a sweltering day. Around noon, they found a man, alone, in his 60s. He was wearing loafers and a wool sweater.
He'd been lost for 3 days. He'd been going to the top of every nearby mountain to try to get a better view of where to go, because he couldn't tell which direction was what.
Arellano asked him where he was from. He told her Venezuela, but...
Like, yo no tengo país. Like, I don't have a country. Like, I don't have a country to go to. I don't have anywhere else to go.
Arellano and Cordero gave him water, food, and offered medical assistance. They were surprised, but not shocked. They were out in the desert because they run a nonprofit organization called Border Kindness. They drop off water, food, and first aid along migrant routes into the U.S. For the last 8 years, they've worked mostly on the California border. But recently, they've been receiving a lot of reports of missing persons and deaths further east, the desert area between Arizona and California near Mexico. So they decided to draw a new map for their own use, tracing where this recent wave of migrants is coming through so they can start to leave aid.
I just want to show you on the map, if we keep going this way,
the problem they face is how to draw a humanitarian aid map for people who don't want to be found.
We got some clothes, looks like some underwear, some socks.
Items left behind. The first step in drawing this new map is establishing that folks actually pass through here frequently. And as it turns out, the desert is far from deserted. In some parts, it looks more like a shipwreck, scattered with signs of life seeking new life. Hairbrushes, toothbrushes, life vests for crossing the All-American Canal. That's the deadly aqueduct used by migrants to cross into the U.S.
So I'm going to drop a pin with a note. And that is going to be where we leave supplies.
Arellano and Cordero have become fluent in the language of discarded items. If the bottles and cans are made in Mexico, they belonged to migrants. The level of condensation in the bottles indicates how recently people came through here. The items tell the story of how immigration is changing. Arellano says it used to be predominantly Mexican and Central American, but now...
We've been finding... currency from Brazil, from Colombia, from Panama, from all over the place. And that's different.
Discarded items also speak to how dangerous it is to cross this area. Along the way, we find multiple sets of coroner's gloves littered in the sand. Last year set a grisly record for the highest number of migrant deaths. Arellano says she's been increasingly running into people who are crossing alone, without a coyote, someone who is paid to guide migrants across the border. People are just winging it, like the man in the sweater.
They don't have the preparation that you would expect, that have no idea where they are, and that have been walking for days without a sip of water.
NPR reached out to Border Patrol, who told us, quote, most who choose to enter the U.S. unlawfully are unprepared for the life-threatening dangers they will face. Border Patrol has invested in programs, resources, and infrastructure to allow agents to accomplish their border security mission and preserve human life. Arellano says the combination of a closed border and increasingly inexperienced migrants is a recipe for disaster. Plus, there's the increasingly extreme weather.
The summer of 2020, we experienced temperatures up to 130 degrees. And the summer, we just have to plan and prepare that it's going to be the hottest summer on record. That way we are ready.
Which is why in some parts of this new route they're exploring, Arellano and Cordero are already leaving bottles of fresh water in bushy areas where people may take refuge from the sun. As we walk, Arellano points at a Border Patrol truck about a block away, watching us. She ignores them and goes to check on the water bottles she and Cordero left for migrants.
Fresh.
What does that mean?
Someone cut it. Yeah, that's very intentionally slashed.
This is where the group runs into one of the biggest hurdles in drawing a new map. People. They say sometimes when they leave these bottles of water, they return to find them destroyed. They don't know who's doing it, but there's plenty of people out here who disapprove of the work Border Kindness does.
And if they recognize what the gallon is for, and will slash the water.
As they move along, Arellano and Cordero find about a dozen destroyed water bottles, all slashed. Before calling it a day, they drive up to one last spot where a migrant was found dead from dehydration just a few months ago. In the nearby bushes, there's the usual: shoes, socks, also a small child's pink winter glove and a tiny winter jacket.
Yeah, it's definitely a kid's jacket. There was just a little girl's glove over there, and this is definitely a kid's jacket. Let me see what size.
It's baby blue and filled with caked mud.
4 teeth.
4 teeth. It belonged to a 4-year-old kid. They walk over to check on the water bottle they left here a few days ago to see if anyone was able to drink. But it, too, has been slashed open. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, California.